This is Day to Day. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Alex Cohen. There are hundreds of thousands of restaurants all over the world, but fewer than 70 of them have earned 3 stars in the famed Michelin guides. Andy Haler has made it a mission to eat at as many of those 3-star restaurants as he can. He joins us now on the phone from his home in London. Welcome to the program, Andy. And can you tell us approximately how many of these restaurants have you eaten at to date?
Well, I've eaten at all of them, actually. So there were, in 2008, there were 68 3-star restaurants, and in November I went to the last of those. Until the 2009 season kicks off, I've pretty much been to all of them.
And this has all been, we should note, on your own tab, flying to these places, eating at them. I can't imagine this is an inexpensive hobby. Might I ask how you are able to afford all of this?
I don't actually think it's an incredibly expensive hobby. I mean, if you compare it to, say, wanting to drive the best car in the world, you know, I think it's just what I've mostly spent my money on. And, you know, I live in London. I don't even bother with owning a car in London because you have such good public transport here. So I save some money that way.
Andy, you have dined all over the world. Can you describe some of your absolute favorite 3-star meals?
Yes, I think one of my long-term favourites has been a place called Louis Cannes in Monaco. It's on the French Riviera. That's a place with fantastic ingredients. You get tremendously good local markets there. Another one which might surprise people is probably the best meal I had last year. Was actually in Germany, and I think German food is, you know, you tend to think of it a bit like
sauerkraut
British.
And sausages and things like that.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, it's the best of times. It was the worst of times, you know. but they are serving French food, I have to say.
So wait, this was a restaurant in Germany, but they served fine French fare.
Yeah, and all of the 3 stars in Germany do that, and none of them actually serve, you know, sort of pig's lung and bratwurst and so on, I'm afraid.
You write a food blog, and you write about these restaurants you go to, but unlike other restaurant critics, you're paying for your own meals. Do you think that gives you a different perspective?
I think it does, and I think it means that I care quite a lot about value for money. Now, that may sound kind of strange for someone who's eating in very expensive restaurants, but it does mean that I, you know, even in the top places, I actually care about what I'm getting for my money, because it's my money. If you're being paid to go by the New York Times or whatever, you know, then, you know, you can go to someone like Massa in New York and spend, you know, I think it's $540 before you've even, including service, before you've even had a drink. And, you know, you can have that meal and think,
On what? I mean, well, I'm just flabbergasted.
I know, it's unbelievable. I mean, it's $450, you know, but there's 20% service automatic, and that's before you've had a drink. It's a sushi bar, you know, and that has 3 stars, and to me, it was ridiculously expensive for what it was. You know, when in Tokyo, I could also go to a 3-star sushi bar that was better, and that was $120, including drinks.
Andy, just curious, on days that you're not doing the 3-star meals, what do you normally eat? Do you keep up the kind of fine cuisine, or do you just kind of do sandwiches and hamburgers so you can really appreciate those good gourmet meals?
It's kind of varied. I do eat out about 5 days a week, but I also have to go to the gym 5 days a week to sort of try to pay for that. And no, on the other days, I mean, I'll very, very often, I'm very fond of Indian food, for example, which is a very strong thing in London, and very, very happy to go to little sort of, you know, cafes and so on, have, you know, fish and chips or something if it's good. And to me, it's all about whether it's good in its context, you know. So to me, you know, you can have really superb, say, you know, fish and chips or superb hamburger. Yeah, those are all, you know, to me, sort of equally valid as something that's, you know, it's very, very fancy.
The 2009 Michelin editions just came out. Are there any new 3-star restaurants that you're really excited about in the year to come?
Well, the one of them was Massa in New York, so I wasn't very excited about that, I must say, which I went to. I'm actually quite excited about one of the ones in Hong Kong, which is a Chinese restaurant, and that'll be the first 3-star Chinese restaurant, and that you know, could be potentially really exciting.
Andy Haler writes about food on his food blog, andyhaler.com. Thank you so much, Andy.
Thank you very much indeed.